How do we write a nice set of rules for our group that guides people to participate in a way that's in the best interest of all group members while also respecting that people deserve to be treated with a sense of common humanity and connection? I took the time before this to write a description for the group I hope will be useful as an example. I've written this with the intention to give a set of rules to my group that is pretty clear while also respecting each other person as an equal. I've started off with our primary purpose to help each other learn and grow as a result of our connection on Euthena. Thus, why are we here? Then we go into, we have three suggestions we trust you are keeping in mind as you interact in, we are keeping in mind as we interact in our group. I write this in we to let everyone know this is a us thing. This is not a me and you or a us and them. This is a we. We're here in this group together. We have three suggestions we trust we're keeping in mind as we interact in the group. So the members are trusted to and asked to abide by these. First, when we make our posts, we consider how what we have to say might be helpful for someone else instead of trying to draw attention to ourselves. This specifically addresses the self-promotion issues. One of the big challenges in a group is how do you limit or encourage people not to just try and use the group to self-promote? Obviously, having people just spam links in a group ruins the value of it. But how do you ask people to do that and explain why? Sure, when someone joins a group and is only thinking about themselves and building their following, yes, it's very tempting to try and relentlessly use the group to build your own following. The problem is when everyone does that, it kills the value of a group. Even when the group is about you and all you do is share stuff in the group that's about you, then it lowers the value of the group for everyone else. The most successful Facebook groups I've seen make it very clear that the primary purpose is to connect and help each other. So this addresses the self-promotion up front. It explains why you don't self-promote. And ultimately, helping fellow group members is the most effective method of self-promotion. Helping and being helped by fellow group members is the most effective method of self-promotion. Thus, telling people what to do. A lot of us don't respond very well to being just told what not to do. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do that, and don't do that. Well, what am I supposed to do here when all I know is what not to do? So we focus these on telling people what we do want them to do. For example, number two, as we interact, we focus on answering questions, solving problems, and asking for help. If we are tempted into conflict and judgment of others, we pray for help and ask for understanding. This gives us a clear guideline of essentially play nice with each other. And instead of saying no hate and hostility and personal attacks, again, it guides us on what to do. What do you do when you're upset and you're hating somebody else in the group and you want to attack them? We pray for help and ask for understanding. Then third, we limit our use of links to those available on, and this is the domain for the group, but you can limit your use of links to a specific domain or not at all. And why? Because this helps keep our community focused on what we have in common. And then why? Alternatively, if we post links outside of it, we're easily distracted and struggle to effectively work together. Whatever your group is about to be focused on that. If you just have people posting random YouTube videos and talking about them, it gets into a lot of unnecessary conversation and distracting conversation that then if that's not relevant to the group, it turns people off very easily. So this, I've made a very simple set of rules, but I haven't phrased them as rules. People like suggestions. I've put three clear guidelines to make this a great group. Then at the end, thank you for being a member of our group and empowering us to help each other. That's why we're here, is to help each other. So what I do with this now, I click post on this. When I click post on this, this goes up as a new post. Then what I do as I put mark as announcement on this post. Now, when any time will refresh so it doesn't load twice, anyone that comes into the group, well, it still loads twice anyway. This is the first thing people will see when they come into their group. This is the first post that'll load, so it has the it has it right up front. So when someone comes in, and even someone that is just looking at this publicly can see this right here. And this is a nice way, and I'll go ahead and like my own post there. So now I've got like all my own posts. This is how I think you can do a great job making a set of rules and guidelines. The biggest challenge in groups is how do you keep it focused? How do you keep the group focused on one thing? Because as I've shown with my other groups, when the group gets distracted, when the group gets too big and unfocused, it's hard for people to connect. It's easy then to lose the attention of the group members. And ultimately, the only thing you've really got as a group is the attention of its members. If you lose the focus of the group, you lose the attention of its members, you lose the value. This Facebook marketing all comes down to attention and relationships. You build great relationships, you give people a format on how to build the relationships. And having a set of rules that you've marked as an announcement when people come in is a great way to do that. And the level of consciousness you bring in to your rules and guidance and suggestions will determine the results you get out of it. As I think this demonstrates a loving, kind, connected, understanding consciousness here. Of course I do. Because it helps show that I'm really thinking of the potential group member. I want everyone who joins this group in the future to really succeed. I don't want people to come in and waste their time and to be basically branded as bad if you don't go along with the suggestions. Then the question is, how do you enforce these? Gentle guidance on deviant examples. For example, someone comes in, posts the link to their own website. Then that's a good time for a moderator to come in with a comment and say, hey, we have a suggestion, this group, we ask only to keep things on the whatever website you're doing. For this group, euthena.com, we ask you to keep your links only on here, because if everyone posts links to their own website on here, it's very distracting. We don't have these websites in common. It's hard for each of us to understand why we're seeing this. People stop looking at the posts in the group, then the value of the group is lowered. If you want people to come to your website, what I recommend is instead to help people answer questions. People will get curious about your profile, click on your profile, and then when your website's on your profile, someone will go to it there. This way, you make real connections with people. When they do go to your website, they'll be happy to see it. They'll have looked for it themselves. Thus, the moderators in a situation like this can turn a bad example into a good one. And when someone else who's thinking of sharing a link sees that and sees the comment on it, then you can have people prevented from doing that. You can even make a case out of it by taking a screenshot of the comment, posting that as a photo in the group. There's really nice ways to moderate groups, to make groups an awesome place to hang out. And the better you can think to take care of people in your group, the better potential you can have in your group. I've done this a lot in my partner's group, a lot of love and tolerance on members. And to have members instead of just removing posts and being nasty to people, really trying to help educate and understand. Here's what will happen. If you do have someone that consistently is violating your rules and you consistently are nice with them, they'll either flip and start going along with things, or they'll often get disgusted and leave. Because if someone really doesn't care and is really in that negative place, it's unbearable to be around love and tolerance. To have someone nicely, gently try to show you into something will be unbearable. And I've had that experience in my partner group. I very nicely, gently had a member who was just constantly self-promoting. And I just let him do it. And I'd sit there and comment on posts. I sit there and explain why. And the member left. And yes, there was a lot of relief in the group. But at the same time, it was a good lesson for everyone in the group. This is how you help educate people. And some people don't want to be educated. They'll leave on their own most of the time. I hope this is useful for you to plan out your group strategy for rules, to write a nice set of rules for your group that also is very clear and then as an approach to enforce those rules from moderators. And any group member could basically say the same thing. You could even have, not even have moderators, have group members just post pictures of things like that to do it. So I'm excited to do this in my group, and I hope it's useful for you in your group. The video you've just watched is a free preview from my Facebook Marketing 2019 course on Euthena.com, which is my online education platform, next generation online education platform. If you'd like to take the full course, will you please join us on Euthena.com and buy that course for $881, because you'll feel good getting in the course and having all those updates for the entire year. Anything new I find and I'm excited about in Facebook marketing, I add that straight into the course. You can also get this course and all of my other courses forever in the Jerry Banfield Forever All Course Bundle. You can get all of the courses as well as a Euthena partner. If you'd like to join my mastermind, have weekly group calls with me, sell your own video courses, sell mine as an affiliate, and basically build a relationship with me, the Euthena partner group's the best way to do it. You can put your own courses, your own free offers, you get your own email marketing included. Being a Euthena partner is a very powerful business system for you that I've built with years of experience online to give you something all in one spot you can use for one price. It's awesome. I'm so excited about it. And I'm grateful you've taken the time to learn about it here with me. The link is in the description to the course and to the Euthena Partner Program for you. If you love law enforcement corrections, shows like Cops, you might absolutely go crazy having a great time listening to my audiobook, Officer Banfield, which describes my real life experience as with 3 years in corrections and law enforcement. It's available on Audible, where you can listen to it. That's the format I recommend. However, you can also get it on Kindle or on paperback. If you'd like to buy it, will you please go to jerrybanfield.com and grab it directly with a link there, because you'll feel great knowing that helps me earn the most as an author.